This year's Art Town Festival features a prize-winning play about an unlikely topic. Our host Dana O'Connor spoke with director John Frederick, who gave a preview of the show called Next to Normal.
Welcome, John. I'm very pleased to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dana. It's great to be here.
Now, Next to Normal, an astounding, emotional, thrilling play. It received a Pulitzer Prize in 2010, several Tony nominations. Tell me a little bit about why you picked Next to Normal for your directing gig this time.
Well, it's just such a powerful show, and the music in it is incredible, but most of all, it's the topic. It's talking about the thing that people don't like to talk about, and that's mental illness. And it's bringing it to people in a light where they can go, wow, there's entertainment, there's funny, there's sad, there's dramatic, there's anger. Every emotion that we can possibly experience is within this play, and it gives people permission, in my belief, that they can talk about it and they can find help, or they can help their friends find help, or their family members. So
it was kind of astounding when it debuted in 2008, something that was so brutally frank, brutally funny, honest about mental illness, something that we don't talk about, even though it's so pervasive in our world. How unusual is it to have a rock opera about mental illness?
It is quite unusual, actually. I mean, there are plays that touch in it. And, the one thing we do in the arts and theater especially is we kind of bring in whatever is happening in real life. Well, musicals tend to really glorify things and make it flashy and fun and entertaining. And it seems like such a hard thing to do with something like mental illness. Well, Tom Kitz and Brian Yorkey knocked it out of the park when they put this together, because they talk about mental illness and they are everything that you would expect and more out of a musical. And they still bring you all of this information. So it's really a unique kind of venture, and I haven't really found a show like it.
The mother in the story suffers from bipolar disorder. Her story is amazing in itself, but what really intrigues me is everybody in the family gets to express how they're dealing with this situation, how it's affecting them. We get to see all sides of the situation, and it's heartbreaking at some points.
It is. It's truly heartbreaking, but it's also, that's what makes this so real, is because anybody can identify with somebody in this play. Whether it's the doctor that has to deal with the person with the illness, whether it's the husband who's dealing with the illness and his own illness is in its own right, the daughter who's grown up in this lifestyle, or the boyfriend who's just been introduced. These are all real life situations and people that speak to anybody that walks in those doors, in my opinion.
What do you think art can teach us about this topic and the ripple effects of living with someone with a mental illness?
I think it can teach us that it's okay to talk about. It's okay to go out and find help. It's not something that we have to hide our crazy Aunt Sally in the closet anymore. You know, we can take her out and say, look, we have people that can help you. There's people that care. And that's the biggest thing. I think people that suffer from these diseases oftentimes don't realize how many people are really out there that want to support them and help. And when you present it in a way like this, that's why television and movies do these kind of things. They're saying, okay, look, we can talk about this. Let's go. Let's fix it. And that's what this is saying. Let's do that.
Now we're talking with John Frederick. He's director of Next to Normal. Musical director is Cammie Thompson. It's going on right now at the Bruca Theater in downtown Reno. John, thank you very much for bringing this important work back to our stages.
Thank you so much, Dana. Appreciate you having us in.